Casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus. Moto Casino. America's social casino. Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's time for the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now, broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
When the world was a time of this and that, I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we're here in the world, something else. We could leave any day, call for help. We were guides, nobody was above me. The A on my chest like a Dolce. The A on my chest, put your fist up. The A on my chest like a chipmunk. Alvin, Theodore, breathe in, breathe out.
You know, we've been, and rightfully so, very focused on our own former AL MVP switching to a different position that we didn't recognize that Mike Trout is now playing right field. And I say we because I had no idea because I'm not paying attention to Mike Trout. Although the Angels are 7-3, so first place in AL West, off to a good start.
Astros trying to chase him down.
Yeah. Mike Trout didn't get off to a good start hitting. He's gotten a little better, as you might think, and he's actually playing games, which is new for him. But he's also now playing right field. And while Altuve had his issues in the spring, and certainly he had a misplay during the regular season, Mike Trout had an awful misplay last night. He overran a ball, lost it, and can I really blame him? He's playing in a minor league ballpark in Tampa. I'm going to use that as an excuse if I want to shoot Mike Trout any bail. Playing in that fake-ass ballpark for the Rays because they have to play where the Yankees minor league stadium is until they either fix or don't fix Tropicana Field. So he just misplays it. He loses it. The ball falls behind him in fair territory, but didn't stop the Angels from winning. 7-3. Kikuchi's, who they acquired, hasn't been great. Was rough in his last start, but I don't need to think about the Angels being a real contender for the AL West. This is fake, right? Right? I mean,
yes.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for the confirmation that this is fake.
Yes.
I'm glad of that.
They're not going to win 70% of their games.
Well, this is certainly not real, but are they a team that wins near 60? I'm going to doubt it. But right now, at least so far, the Angels off to a good start. It's been a good run for Southern California baseball. The Dodgers started off great. The Padres right there with them. And then now the Angels, yeah, like that area,
wow,
hasn't had enough baseball success.
Well, to be fair, only one of those teams has had
The Padres don't win anything, but they're a playoff contender all the time for the most part. The Angels have been just awful. Let's not add a third team to the mix, particularly a team that plays in this division, but so far so good for the Angels. But it happens to the best of them, right? It happened to Mike Trout. I'm sure it'll happen to Altuve going forward, but we know the Astros' philosophy. Better it happens out there. And Chandler Rome spoke about it on his podcast. Forgot the name because I only care about
Clutch City territory.
Yeah,
right? Clutch.
They're their competitors with Jeremy and Joe's Astros podcast. So we only talk about theirs, not Chandler Rome's.
I'll dump that.
Thank you. Edited out of the podcast too.
Just one long beep.
Don't put that in there because I think Joe and Jeremy are recording that today. I think I heard that in there.
Yes, 12:30.
As they get ready, that's on Thursdays. You can hear it on Thursdays here, and also in podcast form as well. But that's the Astros' philosophy, and Chandler Rome talked about it. The fact that Altuve did have that misplay, it happened 8 games into the year. That's why. He's doing what he's doing because you can minimize his impact. And the hope is he gets better, which would be great. Less misplays out there. Keep hitting like you're hitting. All good. If it's like, hey, it happens every 4 series or so, whatever the rate will be of misplays, I think we're good with that.
Yeah, yeah. What's Mike Trout's excuse? He played center.
He's actually a good center fielder.
Yeah, he was a good center fielder.
He doesn't play right. It's different, Sean. It's different.
Okay. I'm more sympathetic to the fact he's playing in a rinky-dink ballpark.
Yeah, it happened in Tampa.
Which, two out of 30 teams are going to be playing in a rinky-dink ballpark. But.
And he's going to he spent his time in Tampa. He's going to spend some time in Sacramento, too.
Yeah. There's going to be a lot of baseball that gets played in rinky-dink ballparks that we're going to have to throw out.
It's true. None of those games
count. 162
total
games. And
if you throw in Coors Field, which is a different version of rinky-dink.
Yeah, different. That's about it as far as like the suit. I mean, some would say the Astros.
Crawford boxes, yeah. Baseball, traditionalists, and they certainly exist. I don't know if they're giant fans of how that place is built, and particularly when the Crawford boxes are part of the equation. Get over it. Two World Series titles.
Yeah.
Get over it.
Kiss the ring.
The 17 to 22 rings, both.
Yeah.
We'll put one on each hand. Kiss them both. All right, so Altuve's not alone. Mike Trout catches it too, or in this case, didn't catch it.
No, he
completely whiffed on it. So it'll happen when you're unfamiliar with the position, even though, as Sean rightfully pointed out, Mike Trout's been an outfielder his entire career.
Like, it's a little different.
How did you mess up?
He's technically playing an easier position.
Yeah, how did you screw that up?
He went from a harder position to an easier one.
But he did, so.
But also his athleticism has
waned,
left his body.
And they're trying to keep him healthy by moving him out of center, as we know. Been banged up pretty much the entire back half of his career.
Yeah, last like 5 years.
Yeah. Okay, so let's get to this before we go to break. This will be a focus of ours all month as we lead up to the draft because Gruden quarterback class is back. It's not really a star-studded group, mostly because it's not a star-studded group of quarterbacks. The two top guys aren't participating. Cam Ward and Shador Sanders aren't a part of it. So he started off with Will Howard, the national championship winning quarterback Will Howard, the former Kansas State product. John Gruden made a comparison that I can't believe he did. I don't know if he was setting Will Howard up to see what he would say, but here is the comparison for Will Howard from John Gruden. You see if you agree.
Now, you're a big dual-threat quarterback, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that what you are?
Damn right.
Who is this?
Josh Allen, man.
No, it's not. It's the MVP of the league,
MVP,
man.
MVP Josh Allen.
He's a real big dual-threat now. Mm-hmm. But when I look at Joshua Allen, he went to the combine. What was he?
6'4".
What are you?
6'4".
How much did he weigh?
It's 237.
You guys are the same size, man.
Yeah, man.
So that's how big a guy you are.
Yeah.
26 career rushing touchdowns. You had an 80-yard touchdown run. 71. That's like Saquon Howard. What was this thing here against is this TCU?
Yeah, this is a counter read right here. So we're running a little
this is what Jalen Hurts runs for the Eagles. What about this against Oklahoma State?
This is just pin and pull right here, baby. Make a little cut and it's off to the races.
This is one of my favorite plays of the season. I mean, look at all these Irishmen come after you right here. And it just opens up the back, doesn't it?
I don't think they get called.
I mean, people not like you as the number one quarterback in the draft? Didn't he win the national title?
Yeah, man.
What do you got to do? You're 6'5". You're like a young Josh Allen.
How can people not like him as the number one quarterback in the draft? Let's remove his college career, which would tell you why. Did you see him throw at the combine? Did you see that? Did you see the whiffs against air? That might be a reason that people don't like him. Gruden has got a show to put on. Hype up your mans, I guess. But we're not blind. We saw him play. What, for 5 years? Did he play 5 years? Or was it only four?
I think he was a 4-year star. No, yeah. 4 or 5.
Whatever. Okay. Either way, we saw enough football from Will Howard to know why he's not considered the best quarterback of the draft. Cut it out, John Gruden.
Well, although Josh Allen wasn't good at Wyoming.
Josh Allen has more physical tools than Will Howard.
He also, yes.
Yes. At Wyoming and now.
Yes.
Yes. So while you can line them up size-wise and go, hey, you're the same size.
Will Howard had a better career. Look at his college numbers. Better than Josh Allen's.
And
they're the same size, same height.
Will Howard had better teammates even at Kansas State than Josh Allen ever had at Wyoming. And Will Howard played 5 years, spot starter his first 2 years in college.
Yeah, okay.
Then starter certainly his last 2 years and started quite a bit in 2022 as well. Cut it out, John Gruden. This ain't Shred 'em Shroud. I need that. Don't fake hype up Will Howard. Give me something we can play as a soundbite. Give me that. If you're just going to lie in my face about how good Will Howard is, I don't want that. If the Seth Hennigan thing is like, man, why are people putting you in the first round?
Seth Hennigan's probably the funniest guy that he could be like, Seth Hennigan.
Yeah. Shred him, Seth. I mean, the CJ stuff was great. And he did the little bark. We didn't even hear a little "huh" this time around.
Yeah. I do wonder, like, I don't think he did that on the ESPN version of this.
No.
Like, the ESPN, he was much more, like, he would not challenge guys, but he would, you know, he would ask them some, semi-tough, TV-tough questions.
TV-tough football questions.
Yeah.
And TV-tough, hey, what about this? What's that?
Just a slurp fest.
Yeah, what are you over here glazing Will Howard for? I know he's a national champion. Yeah.
But if every single one of them is like, Kyle McCord.
Man, look what you did against Miami. You outplayed Cam Ward.
Why aren't you the number one pick, yeah, man?
How come the Titans aren't considering you?
Well, you remind me of Drew Brees.
Whatever. Whoever it'll be. Man, you're a transfer. Joe Burrow was a transfer.
Yeah.
Why aren't people considering you?
You're 6'2". He's 6'2".
Whatever. Whatever he needs to get to the point where he's comparing him to some NFL great. I can't wait for the Seth Hennigan one. Who's he going to comp him to? Seth Hennigan is 6'3", 215, so he's pretty big dude. So
6'3",
he's got some guys he can compare him to. Man, Kirk Cousins. Seth, hey, hold on.
Yeah, careful.
He got Josh Allen. I'm getting Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, that's what it'll turn into.
Yeah, wait a minute.
What?
Who is John Gruden ridiculously comparing one of these quarterbacks to? We'll see. We'll see who's next.
Man. Yeah.
I'm going to lock in on the Quinn Ewers one and see what happens there.
Quinn Ewers, man.
Man. Well, John Gruden's in the entertainment business now. I appreciate it from him, but you got to give me something. Give me a little bit more.
Do you think Quinn Ewers is going to be like the Monday before the draft? Like he's doing it the last minute. How many times do you think Arch Manning is going to come up in the Quinn Ewers thing? But in the, like, can you believe that people were calling for the backup? Look at this throw, man.
4th and 13, man.
I love it.
You dropped it in against Alabama.
Yeah. Mamba mentality, man.
You went into the big house and won. You killed Davis Warren and Alex Orr. Don't mention the comp. Okay? Clint's like, let's talk about the Michigan defense.
Defending champion.
Will Johnson was beat up. Hey. What's with all the context? Just comp
we're only
me.
Play, we're only showing plays from the first half of the A&M game.
Just comp me to guys. Give me what a Will Howard got. Don't give me context about what actually happened in those games.
We won't show the red zone stuff. Stop mentioning it.
Hey, what are we doing here? I came on here because I was gonna get glazed.
That would be the funniest thing if he did the entire season
and then waited because he has some stick up his butt about Quinn Ewers and crushed him. Quinn's like, I thought this was just going to be a love fest, man.
He goes Merrill Hodge on Johnny Manziel.
Yeah. Quinn, I didn't really like when you left high school early to get that bag from Ohio State. Oh, wait a minute. How many years ago was that? Why are you still talking about this? And wasn't it just a ploy to get your money early and you're always going to play at Texas? Well, come on. I mean, yes, but what are we talking about?
You're 6'2".
Yeah, thanks.
Zach Wilson, 6'2".
Wait. Will Howard?
Josh Allen.
And I'm getting Zach Wilson?
Yeah, man. He didn't fumble with the game on the line.
It's true. We will see who gets complimented next and how much they surpass. I hope it's just a scale of him getting crazier and crazier about how much he loves these quarterbacks.
Kyle McCord, you're like Dan Marino.
Man, you played against Miami? He played in Miami?
It just gets more and more.
Yeah.
Just a strain, like, I guess.
Like, even the quarterbacks are confused. Well, sure.
I'll take it.
There's a bit of a connection there. I mean, I love Miami. The city's great. Before we go, this probably would have been something I would have put in Chip Talk, but let's hear from Will Howard himself. If you guys remember, the first playoff game for Ohio State on their way to a national title, was them against Tennessee. And it was cold, and Tennessee was a school from the South, so you got to prove your toughness. And we saw Tennessee run out there shirtless. Here's Will Howard on the Ohio State take on that and what Tennessee did to prove they weren't as tough as they wanted people to think they were.
So now the playoffs start, and here comes the Tennessee Volunteers. It's a cold night.
It was.
In Columbus.
It was. Man.
And you see these guys come roaring out of here, the SEC, the Tennessee Vols, without their shirts. And it seemed like they were trying to intimidate you guys.
Oh, yeah. Well, the funny thing is they came out with their shirts on, or their shirts off, and they ran over to the opposite end zone and immediately put them back on. I was like, what are these clowns doing, man? Like, at that moment, I knew we had them.
SEC, Sean. SEC. So they ran through your SEC.
Tennessee.
They beat you guys. Will Howard, not afraid of the big bad SEC.
Yeah.
And why should he? He's Josh Allen.
Yeah, yeah.
Josh Allen wouldn't be afraid.
Just throw to Jeremiah Smith, except against Texas. Then you throw to Opoku.
Or throw screens.
Yeah.
Going into the half.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah. Will Howard. Next up. Next up is going to be, well, today, Riley Leonard. So
Riley Leonard, man.
I can't wait. Who is he going to compare Riley Leonard to?
Cam Newton. Look at this run. Look at this
run
against
LSU.
This is Cam Newton. This isn't you. Look at him running against LSU.
He had that once drive against Ohio State early. Tebow, man.
Yeah, actually, it probably would be. Probably Tebow.
Of course, Tebow would have come out of that drive feeling great.
Riley Leonard, he would have three more quarters of doing that.
Riley Leonard was near death. Like, just think, Riley Leonard suffers from the same thing our quarterbacks do in our dynasty, the wear and tear. He got hit and he was done for. But it was a good moment for Notre Dame. They didn't have a lead, and then very quickly they didn't.
You guys came out, you established dominance. And then Josh Allen got the ball, and they just dominance for the next 2.5 quarters.
Yep.
And then you guys made a comeback to make it weirdly closer than you think.
Yeah, weirdly closer than the game indicated. You and Jaden Greathouse, man.
Look at this guy. When's this guy coming out in the draft?
I don't know. I thought this was about me, John. Okay.
Julian Love. It's like Barry Sanders.
How's his knee doing, man? Actually,
I have a preseason Heisman bet on.
I'm glad that you asked, John. He's now held out for spring. He's a little banged up. It's either his ankle or his knee. All right, we'll go to break with that. Hopefully, there will be more classics from Gruden's quarterback class. Sean, remind everyone why we're so focused on Gruden and his quarterback class.
Because of gyms like this.
Shred of Stroud!
There you go. I need some of that, John. Give me that with Seth Hennigan. And actually, Jackson Dart's last. It's Ewers then Dart. So we'll see. We're just building up.
Ending with the big hitter.
Yeah.
That's the Montana and Brady of this class.
The SEC quarterbacks.
Exactly.
We'll close out the deal. We will hear more from Gruden as the quarterback class goes on this month. Okay. We'll go to break here. If you want to call in, you can. 713-780-3776.
Houston's independent voice for sports talk.
The Del Olalea Show continues
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's your host, Del Olalea.
When you're famous, you get the opportunity to do a lot of things, and then you have the opportunity to say no to things. So, when you're as famous as LeBron James, you get things that come across your desk, your proverbial desk, and whether your representative handles it or you handle it, there's always a chance for you to say yes or no to something. Now, before I reveal what this is, Sean, you know what I'm about to talk about. If you were given the opportunity to have this thing in front of you to say yes or no to, would you say yes or no? Consider if you're LeBron,
Yeah, of course. Yes. Not just me right now.
Yes.
I probably would pass on this.
Would you take into account the possible nickname this thing is going to get? Would you have had someone think about, hey, what would they call this?
I think after being LeBron for 20 years, or being NBA version of LeBron, he's been LeBron for 40.
For his life. Yes.
But knowing the nickname that comes with everything LeBron related, I probably could have seen it coming.
Like, yeah, you've listened to Skip Bayless call you LaFraud.
Yeah.
Among other things.
Just last week, you had, or 2 weeks ago, whenever you're on the Pat McAfee show, it was, what was it? The La Conversation or something? La Conversation?
Yes. When your name
LeBronversation. That's what it was.
When your name begins with Le, there's a chance someone could turn it into something. And now, LeBron is, well, I'll tell you what he is. But first, let him react. To a doll of himself being given to him. Here's LeBron James after a doll is being given to him because he's now a Kinbassador. Yes, you heard it right. A Kinbassador. Here's LeBron James.
Oh, he dope.
Oh, that's By the way, he's talking about himself.
This is so dang old cool.
He was promised
you? It's in the baggie.
Oh my goodness. Just a kid from Akron, got his beat headphones. Mm-hmm. Could take a, oh my goodness, that's dope. Oh, that's so cool.
Okay, that's enough. Dope. Do you believe that he thinks it's so cool and so dope? Because he had the plan, just a kid from Akron line ready to go. Oh, how do I respond? That's so cool. That's so dope. Oh, I got to add something. Just a kid from Akron.
Well, and then he circles back to that's so dope, what, like 20 seconds in?
Uh-huh.
So he didn't have much past this is so dope, this is so cool, which is how you react when you get a present that you're not
socks.
Super psyched about. You're like, oh, sick.
So it is a kin size, the kin from Barbie, a kin size doll, but it's LeBron. And, of course, the nickname that's popping up is Le Barbie. And when he complains in the playoffs, he will get called Le Barbie by anyone who doesn't like him. And, hell, people who do like him just because they think the name is funny. You got to have some foresight. First of all, how much is enough? Being a Kinbassador means LeBron had to allow for them to use his image. And he's got his LeBron Letterman's jacket on. He's got a flat brim hat on. It looks like LeBron, just in casual wear. How much money is enough?
I guess
everyone can get a bag. LeBron is going to keep getting bags for the rest of his life. But when you know that you're representing Barbie, maybe you go, nah, not this time. Not this time. Yeah. I don't need it.
It's also like if it was closer to the movie, that would have been cool.
Sure.
I feel like this is kind of not Barbie at the tail end, but it's not a high point. You know, you're coming down off the commercial and critical success that was the Barbie movie, what, 2 summers ago now? Yeah, I don't know. But he got paid so much money for this.
Yeah.
Also, why was it not in a Lakers jersey? Why was it in?
Because he wants this to go beyond him as a basketball player. And then he has to cut in the Lakers.
That's true.
Lakers and the NBA get a cut.
That's the answer right there.
Yeah, I was trying to shoot some bail, and then I popped in my head, wait a minute, he's got to cut in the Lakers and the NBA.
Because I was thinking how much money does it take to get – this is something that we talk about in college sports, name, image, and likeness. This is what name, image, and likeness is. It is using the LeBron name and image to make a Barbie doll, Ken doll.
A Kinbassador. Is what he is.
Yeah, but it.
Yeah, it's a Barbie doll.
Yeah, it's
all of them are Barbie dolls. Even if Ken is the image,
the male, whatever.
Yeah, it's a Barbie doll.
Is he bigger than the other ones? He should be bigger.
He should represent. Yeah, it should represent him being 6'8". as opposed to whatever the dimensions that Barbie's representing or Ken's representing. Like, okay, whatever. However tall Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling are, it should be. Relative to whatever the Barbie doll size is, because we've got our live-action versions of them, and he's a live-action version of this.
Okay. Okay, Gosling's 6 foot.
Okay.
Which, okay.
From what I can tell, he is it is a taller doll. It looks like, at least from the video I'm watching, as LeBron has spent the last minute and a half messing with this Barbie.
That's so cool.
Art, who chimes in on this show from time to time, says you need to keep Ohi Dope as another thing that goes into our library of sounders. Ohi Dope.
Ohi Dope.
If you can find that again before we wrap it up so we can hear it again, what Art's talking about. Yeah, it's probably not a bad idea. So, LaBarbie for the playoffs. We're ready to go. So, it'll be Zero Dark 30. That's what LeBron calls his social media silence. But he better watch it. One awful performance, no matter who it's against, the LaBarbie thing is coming out. Don't get caught whining. So there it is. LeBron gets another bag. If you want to get, I don't know who you're going to get that for. Who wants a Barbie-sized version of LeBron in their home? Who's buying this doll? That's the bigger question. Is this for sports fans? LeBron has certainly crossed over. But who's this doll for? I know he's dope, according to LeBron, but at some point, man, turn down a bag. Got so many things up in the air. You're a movie producer, considers himself an A&R, great basketball player. He's a business man, not a businessman.
Oh, he dope.
You know this is a man at a loss for words who's got no idea how to respond to this when there's a camera in his face. So he's saying this.
This is so dang old cool.
F out of here, man. I do think it's his first sight of it, but you got to put on some juice when you got a camera in your face and they need a reaction. He tried. Was he a better actor in Space Jam 2 or here? I don't remember a lot of Space Jam 2. I think I might have seen a clip. I don't think I've ever seen any part of the movie in full. I've seen clips on YouTube. I'm going to go LeBron in Space Jam 2 better than.
Oh, he dope.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got to work on it. He's no The Rock as far as athletes who become actors.
This is so dang old cool.
Like, The Rock was Black Adam. The Rock is, was he Shar or Hobbs?
He was Hobbs. No, is Hobbs.
Is Hobbs. The Rock is Hobbs. You got to emote a little bit more, LeBron. I don't believe you think that thing is so dang old cool. In fact, who are you saying that's so dang old cool around? Who are you saying that around? I guess if you don't curse around family, maybe that's when you're saying it.
Dang old cool. That's not a phrase.
It didn't even seem natural coming out of him. He faked it. You got to fake it.
That is so.
Dang old cool.
Dang old cool.
All right, get your LeBron Barbie doll wherever they're located. I don't know who's buying that thing.
Yeah, do they still sell these at Target or something, like, right?
Who is getting that for someone? Who is asking for this doll? I know people collect things, and I guess it becomes a collectible.
I mean, honestly, we're at the age, though, or we're at the time where it is LeBron fans that have, like, 5-year-old daughters. Right,
but is your daughter looking for a LeBron doll?
Hell no.
LeBron,
I'm the one buying.
He's not even in like cool Barbie colors, like bright colors. He's in a LeBron blue Letterman's jacket and some fashionable slim fit pants, I think. what?
But then
he's got the hat on.
But then when she opens it up,
oh, he dope.
Oh, he dope. From LeBron, it's the only time that phrase is going to be issued about that doll. The only time. LeBron won't even say it again.
No, he'll just say, well, kid from Akron.
I think he's going to ask that no one ever mentions that doll again. At least not on camera. Because he said, I can't do that again. I can't pretend for a minute 50 that I think this doll is cool.
Someone should ask Tim McMahon when you're at the – I know you're listening. When you're in the post game media scrum after the Dallas LA game here tonight, everyone's gonna be asking about Luka Doncic coming back to Dallas. You need to ask him about the real stuff. How dope is it that you're a Barbie doll now?
Yeah, put your book down. That's on page one, and tell me about that doll. And what do you think of it?
This is so dang old cool.
Thanks, LeBron. Good luck against the Mavs tonight. Okay, we will wrap up that. Look, great player, whatever. Love him or not.
I mean, to be fair.
Oh, he dope.
No. Most of my life, that's what I've thought.
About LeBron James. Yeah. He's dope.
Yeah, watch him play.
Yeah. I don't think I've uttered that phrase about him, but either some variation of that I've said.
The idea.
Yeah, the idea of it. I never thought I'd get to a point where he's saying that about his own doll.
Made the finals of Sasa Pavlovich. Oh, he dope.
Damon Jones. Booby Gibson was his best backcourt mate during his time.
Oh, he's dope.
Mm-hmm. Pretty dope. The doll, not so much. When we come back, we'll hear from another NBA player. This is less jovial. Jaylen Brown on Dylan Brooks. Jaylen Brown was on a podcast. He was asked about guys who talk trash. He didn't have kind words for Dylan Brooks. We'll get to that when we come back. But first, it's on me. That wasn't on Sean. That was my mistake. But we'll do it now since I already started. Sorry, Sean. We'll talk about Aqueduct Plumbing Company. It's a place you go to when you want a dope plumber. What would you say about Aqueduct Plumbing Company and Billy Brown once they've helped you out?
Oh, he dope.
That's right. You would. Thanks, LeBron. I don't know if that breaks the law to have him in the spot. We might have to pay him now. Either way, Aqueduct Plumbing Company is the place you go to if you need a dope-ass plumber. So go to the website. Check him out. AqueductPlumbingCompany.com and check out all the services they provide. Whether you need something done with your water heater, whether that be tankless or traditional, or you need a giant job done like a repipe, you know you can't do it. Go with the plumbers who can do it. That's AqueductPlumbingCompany.com. So one of the things about plumbing, when you don't know what the deal is, you don't want to be charged for something when you're just trying to figure out what it is. So that's why they have that free price quote. And you check them out on the website. And you can call them at 281-488-6238, and they'll tell you what the deal is. You can work it out and then have an answer to your problems, and they'll fix that problem for you because they do a great job. They have great contractors who help the local community and the local people get jobs done right. So whether it be a water filter or drain cleaning, just check out Aqueduct Plumbing Company. That's AqueductPlumbingCompany.com. That's AqueductPlumbingCompany.com.
The best in Houston sports talk is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Tom.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Del Olalea Show.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now back to Del Olalea.
We'll hear from Jaylen Brown here shortly, and also a clip talking about the Rockets and what their ideas are going forward, even beyond this playoff run. But I don't know if I asked Sean, because we talked a lot during Michael Carroll's segment here, which he does every Friday with us if he's available. We mentioned severance, but I don't know if I got your answer. Were you watching that? No, you weren't. Okay.
No.
It's less about severance and more about some of the actors in it and what we will know them for, because one of the stars of it, Mr. Milchick, I just had his name. It's Tramell Tillman. He shows up in the trailer for the new Mission Impossible movie.
Seen that. Yes.
Yes. So he's a guy who I had not seen before in anything. So, that's Mr. Milchick in Mission Impossible. I think Helena, the two roles that Britt Lauer plays, no matter what she does going forward, you're Heliar in that. It's kind of what the Game of Thrones actors went through. Most of them are unknown. And you're like, look at Sansa trying to do this.
Yeah, exactly.
You're always going to be. I think Tramell Tillman's, for at least the people who watch that show, and it's got widespread appeal, or at least acclaim, he will be Mr. Milchick. Will he? I don't think he's ever breaking out of it. So, but he will. We'll
wait until Final Reckoning comes out.
I don't know. I think that's a Tom Cruise movie. I'm not sure. I get that he's in the trailer, and it's good for them to feature him because of his recent fame.
I'm not putting a box on
this guy. Respect it. Let that man grow. I'm just talking about how other people will see
him.
Yeah,
no, for sure.
Yes.
When he's getting coffee or something.
Hey, Miss Milchick. And he's, why aren't you dancing, oddly, in an office scene? We will see.
Do you think Adam Scott has
I think he's beyond just being a Mark C or Mark S, which is his okay. role there. I think he's just Adam Scott.
Okay. I think of him as Will Ferrell's brother in Step Brothers.
I think of
not John C. Reilly, the
other one,
the blood brother in that. Derek.
I think of him as the dude from Party Down, even though I don't know that character's name from that show. Oh yeah, the dude from Party Down. You happen to be in Severance as well.
Just or Parks and Rec. Actually, I probably actually
Parks and Rec is what
I
most people will think of him.
Ben Wyatt.
Yeah, Ben Wyatt is what most people will think. I think I just remember him in Party Down along with Lizzie Kaplan, who's done plenty in her career as well. So
now you see me too.
That's one of her things. Sure. There it is, Lizzie Kaplan. She's also in the Robert De Niro show on Netflix. I forgot the name of it, where there's a catastrophic event. He's a former president, so on and so forth. She's in that. She plays his daughter in that. Okay, so let's get to something that Brian Windhorst on his shows. He didn't say, I think it was from Tim McMahon, but it was on the Hoops Collective, their podcast that they do. And it was about how the Rockets see themselves. And all through the year, as they have played well, we've discussed, are they in it for a superstar? Because every 3 weeks or so, it's some rumor about the Rockets are looking to acquire a star, either in season or the off season. Here is Tim McMahon, who talked to the Rockets about what they think, about their future and where a superstar could come from, whether it's internal or external.
And I've spent a decent amount of time in Houston lately and around the Rockets and talking to people in the organization, Patrick Fertitta, who's the day-to-day ownership presence, Rafael Stone, their GM, Ime Udoka, they are all aligned. And they are aligned in a big picture sense of they feel like they are a superstar away from being a real deal title contender. And they are aligned in the hope that that superstar will be homegrown. And, you know, whether that's Alperen Şengün, Amin Thompson, Jalen Green. They include Reed Shepherd in that conversation, even though he's not necessarily a rotation player right now. Their hope is that that superstar will be homegrown. These playoffs are going to be great experience for that young core, and they're going to be a great evaluation tool for the front office and for Ime Udoka.
Tim McMahon on Hoop Collective talking about the Rockets. So, we've discussed what the playoffs might mean for this team and how it will determine their future. It's going to be a big deal beyond just how far they can go. It'll maybe shape how they feel about their two best young players. Well, at least the two most highly paid young players. Amin can join that list of best player, but the guys who they had to pay because of the timeline are Alperen and Jalen. And the hope is, and rightfully so, it's much easier if the guy comes from within. You don't have to decimate your stockpile of picks and your players to go get a star. So can one of those guys reach stardom? And while Alperen is an all-star, there are certain levels to this. Like Sabonis was an all-star. He's not leading a team to a title. Can Alperen or Jalen Green, and it'll be a process, but can they take another step forward to give the Rockets some confidence that one or the other, and if it's both, then great, can be the top two guys on a title-winning team? And the playoffs will be another step in that process. This guy won't ever be a star. He may be use a salary to acquire one, or maybe he's just the dirty work guy on a title team going forward. Dylan Brooks, when he got here, was someone that people didn't think very highly of. He has played better in Houston, and that's kind of changed the vibes on him, except if you ask Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown, Finals MVP, was asked on a podcast about guys who talk trash, and he didn't have a lot to say about trash talkers in the NBA. He doesn't experience it very much, but there's one guy he thinks is very weird.
Nobody really talk trash. You know, only person that really be like trying to do like weird stuff and talk trash is Dylan Brooks.
Yeah.
Dylan Brooks, he's like, that's just like his gimmick though. Like he like, that's some players, you know, they do whatever they need to do to stick in the league. So they like to
You
know, talk trash, try to get under your skin, try to do like push you a little bit for no reason and all that little type stuff. That's the only person that's really done that to me, but nobody else really do that.
Doing what he has to do to stick in the league, that is unveiled hate. Like, look, Dylan Brooks If he had to do it on his own merits because of talent, he wouldn't be around. He's got to be an agitator. It's like when Russell Westbrook said about Patrick Beverley, he'd just be tricking y'all. That is what...
Yeah, he just runs around a lot.
Yeah, he just runs around a lot. You think he plays great defense, he'd just be tricking y'all. Dylan Brooks, agitator, sure. If he does weird things, okay. But he is a good enough talent. He shoots well enough from three that that's enough to stick in the league. Relax, Jaylen Brown. I don't mind pettiness. I don't mind hate, but I got at least got to call it out. That's Jaylen Brown being petty.
Yeah. Dylan Brooks this year is shooting 39.7% from three.
Jaylen Brown,
that'd be his career high.
Mm-hmm.
This year he is shooting 32.4% from
three. Yeah, it's been a down year for Jaylen Brown.
He's like Jaylen Green, basically.
That's hate.
No, I mean,
I know shooting percentage wise, but yes, yes,
and points.
You're disrespecting of the finals MVP.
No, I mean,
I will do that.
He's doing whatever he needs to stick around in the league,
and
by shooting 32%
and cashing in on that. Well, we did talk about it yesterday. How he's the most overvalued player in all of sports, at least in the NBA. He's playing further below his value, or at least his contract, than anyone in the NBA right now, non-injury wise.
I mean, honestly, if we did blind resume, you might not know which one of the Jaylens I'm talking about now.
This year, at least.
Yeah, this year. Of course, this year.
Yes.
Because it would be unfair to Jaylen Green to use past years.
Okay.
22 points per game, or 22.2, I should say.
Yes, he's nicked up. He's hurt. He'll probably have to deal with something in the offseason, maybe get a little cleanup surgery. Mm-hmm. He has not been himself this year. Yeah. I don't mind. He's a Celtic. Anything to make sure they don't win another title, I'm cool with. But as I said, Dylan Brooks is playing well enough and has played well enough that whether he's whispering in your ear like Lance Stephenson did to LeBron or whatever the hell he's doing, it goes beyond him being an agitator. He is a solid NBA player who's rebuilt himself here in Houston thanks to himself and obviously the Rockets themselves. So
yeah,
relax. No left hand. You calm down. Jason Tatum's backpack, relax over there. But
Derek White.
The problem is you can start naming plenty of Celtics where he's the backpack, at least this year.
Porzingis.
Well, he is the unicorn for a reason. And you know what? If it comes down to it, the Rockets make the finals. Let's hope for Jaylen Brown to be on the other side. Let's see how he deals with Dylan Brooks for seven games.
I mean, to be somewhat serious about this, it's very clearly that Dylan Brooks is in his head.
Yes. For him to be the guy.
He said, no one else in the league talks to me.
But this guy. Except,
I can't think of anyone who's ever trash-talked me.
Never.
Except for Dylan Brooks.
Yeah. He not a lot of people
and
do
then
it.
And then I'm going to take a shot at him to show you how much he's not in my head. That this is the only reason he's in the league.
Whatever you think Dylan Brooks needs to do to stay in the league, it's clearly got to you. He got to you. You're one guy who he bothers.
And people have noticed that the last time the Celtics and Rockets played, Dylan Brooks scored 36 points. And was made like 9 threes.
Look, he's in the middle of a podcast, stream of consciousness. I get it. We do this. We say things that, I can't believe I said that. If you listen back. But Jaylen Brown, come on. That's a solid NBA player you're talking about. But I welcome the hate. It just proves. They're just like us, Sean.
They are just like
us. I'm trying to think of the equivalent. You know, B-Mac just does some things to try to get under my skin.
Whatever he can.
Yeah, he puts me on
I mean,
Who Said This or whatever they call that segment. What's it officially called?
I don't know.
Who Said It. He puts me on Who Said It. He's just doing whatever he
can.
That's
his gimmick.
Yeah, it's his gimmick. He's doing whatever he can to stick. That's the equivalent.
I mean, the actual equivalent is Lance talking about Jeremy.
Yeah, that's true.
that's another one where it's clear it got under his skin.
Yeah, because he's not focusing on me. He's pulling clips from everyone. So, yeah, it's a better one.
Dumb.
Yeah. Jeremy, that's dumb. Yeah. Jeremy's just hanging around, just trying to do whatever he can to make an impression. Doesn't bother me, though. Oh, doesn't it? And to be fair to Jeremy, so far, whether it be a barb or just him just tossing out something, he's right. Although Cam Smith did have the RBI triple yesterday. And if you don't know what it is, Jose Altuve was quoted as thinking really highly of Cam Smith. And Jeremy said, well, we thought that way about Jeremy Pena too. And that's what led to the promo from Michael where he talks about how we're such a family. Kinda. All right, we got one more segment to go before we're done for the day. And if you hate Jaylen Brown now, welcome to the club. Welcome. Sports hate, by the way. I don't care about the guy off the court. But as long as he has that Boston Celtics jersey on, beat it. All right, one more segment. We will be back.
John and Lance, weekday mornings from 7 to 10.
God, we should just put all the dumb people in a... Just put them in one state. And just
well,
those,
somebody
I'm
got
tired it. Of these dummies.
What
I kept using it because I thought it was a skin irritation.
What you could get diarrhea. Oh, yeah, what is diarrhea? What, when you poop soup. Honestly.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Del Olalea Show.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now back to Del Olalea.
Want to mention, we all will be at East River 9 tomorrow for the start of the Masters. We were out there just a week ago now, and we'll be back out there to celebrate the Masters. So... it's a great place to play golf. You know, you heard John talk about the corporate sponsorship. Whether it's pickleball or golf, or you just want to watch games, whether it be Astros, of course, the tournament that just passed. They got a great, you want to call it sports bar, just restaurant with TVs and a full bar that you can come in from around. Or if you just want to eat and watch the games, it's there for you too. So we'll be out there tomorrow, thanks to East River 9, the entire station. We didn't mention this. Want to get to this before we wrap it up. Something unfortunate and tragic happened involving a former Astro. Octavio Dotel was killed in a accident in the Dominican Republic. A roof collapsed on him and others and killed at least 124 people, and they're still trying to figure out the death toll there. And also the sister of Nelson Cruz passed away, along with Tony Blanco, who was a former major leaguer. So, for those of you who are a little bit older, you remember the 7-8-9 of Dotel, Lidge, and Wagner. We know last year's Astros got comps there with Presley, Abreu, and Hader, but Octavio Dotel passes away just due to an accident that was unforeseen, a roof collapsing at a nightclub. That's a very popular one in the DR. So that happened, confirmed by Dominican National Police. Very sad story. I wasn't here when he was in his prime. I think I got here after he had already departed. But you knew about Dotel, Wagner, and Lidge, even if you were not in Houston at the time. So very sad story. John Lance talked about it earlier today. John said Octavio, who he talked to, was a very nice guy to speak to. And that will wrap up the show for today. Paul Gallant is up next, followed by the Killer Bees. And as I said, tomorrow, Tire Station out at East River 9. Come out and join us. It's a good time. Good place to be from 7 to 6. So since we're done for the day, Sean, what does that mean?
Oh, he dope.
That could be about anyone. You, me, anyone out there listening. Just know that you're dope. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.